personally, I don't mind watching really bad movies. Talk about discovering a new way to really slow things down. The goal isn't to instantly begin surfing for something else to watch, but to get into the plot of the really bad movie. To find the story. Knowing what it costs to make any kind of movie, as fans and viewers, if you check in, you should commit to the end. It's not easy, but it does buy you space to turn off the real world. Now, openly talking about the bad film with somebody in the room, man, that is perfect entertainment right there. Because there are no rules that say that you can't make fun of an actor. I love it when these flicks try to shock and awe each and every one of us. A quick shift that's supposed to suddenly surprise the emotions. Wow! Who would have thought that person did it? The truth is, we really didn't. Therefore, although the film wasn't top shelf, it still had enough to pull off an unpredictable move. Which is why I keep going back to these B-movies. They really aren't supposed to be blockbusters. But if you hang in there, there's always going to be something in it for you. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mass, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer. I am a silent wolf. I stand on the sidelines. I watch. I study. I listen. I get involved in the conversations. You go through the experience, and then you get to talk about it. This is The Daily Mass. Here's a question for you, and you're going to go, no, come on, dude. Is it a true sign that we're getting old when the long-running commercials on TV start making sense? A gadget that has pedals like a bike that you can put underneath the table or while you're watching a movie, or you can just be doing some daily exercising, but it's not even a bike, it's just pedals that go round and round and round. Wow, that looks like it could actually work. How about all those life insurance commercials that feature older people that had no clue how cheap it was? I don't want to see myself as one of those people, but I have to get it, right? Because they make me feel like I'm missing out on something. Or how about this one? Bathtubs that you don't have to sit down in, but it'll fill up. It's not a shower. It's a bathtub, but you're standing up. They really do make getting old okay to jump into, because there's always something that's going to make life easier as well as enjoyable. Insurance companies understand that you need more than Medicare benefits. Wow! I'm not that old yet. I can't get Medicare. That's not where I am in my numbers. But it makes me feel like, ooh, this is a message for the future. Something to look forward to. Or am I just a consumer that is buying into everything because advertising is still that powerful? Oh, I'm guilty of that. Oh, I am. And then once I receive it, I'll spend the next 2 weeks trying to send it back. Procrastinating this, procrastinating that. But I still got it. I held it in my hands for a moment. Is that a sign of getting old? Or are the stacks of boxes that you didn't send back the sign of getting old? I bought that when? I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.